Hey, folks, we have no trade policy in agriculture right now. Who's our number one trading partner? China, followed by Canada, followed by, of course, Mexico. And where's our trade policy? And by the way, we've got to watch China very, very closely because their economic health is not that great. And you folks with the dairy industry, oh, yeah, we had pretty good milk prices. You know why we had pretty good milk prices? Because the Dr. Fauci or Fucci or whoever he is of China basically said milk cured COVID. So what happened to our milk exports to China? They skyrocketed. What happened to milk? There's your flip the switch, folks. Okay? And so one of the things that you're going to see is this extreme in volatility. And it's going to hit different commodities at different times. It's not going to be universal. And guess what? Mainstream media and is going to be watching for these, and then all of a sudden they start piling on. And then all of a sudden, and I apologize to any regulators in here, it's not you, it's up above, all of a sudden they panic. That happened in the 1980s. And boy, when they panic, they create a what? A working capital and liquidity problem. That is why your top half of your balance sheet, you're really going to have to focus on working capital and liquidity.